I'm Brandon Fryer. Welcome to another episode of Full Press Blackhawks. Now, the trade deadline is later on today, this afternoon, but the Blackhawks don't need that deadline because they continue to make trades and moves as the trade deadline approaches later today. They have traded away another key player on their team by trading away Max Domi to the Dallas Stars, who they lost to last night, and we'll get into that game a little bit. But the biggest news is with the trade deadline here, another key piece from the Blackhawks have been traded. Now, I've been saying this guy's name along with Sam Lafferty, Patrick Kane. These were the names that I was listing that could be gone, and pretty much everybody I listed was gone. And I can't forget about Jake McKay too. Jonathan Toews probably would have been gone too if it wasn't for his illness right now. But let's get back into Max Domi. He is traded to the Dallas Stars in a trade that where the Blackhawks acquired a second round pick and a prospect goaltender in return of this deal. Now, this broke hours before the game even happened, where the Blackhawks had to play at home against the Dallas Stars. So it's crazy that he got traded to the team that they played against. It was crazy. Now, Domi, it was questioned with him, a reason why he was on the trade deadline was because will he sign an extension with the Blackhawks and become like maybe that scoring face for this team, or will they trade him? So they didn't know, and it looked like they made their decision, and they traded him too. Cal Davidson is not messing around, by the way. He is not messing around. Whoever got any type of value, you're getting traded. We trying to start this rebuild. We starting fresh, and he's definitely putting his stamp on this Blackhawks team right now. But getting to Max Domi, he turns 28, and this is his first season with the Blackhawks after bouncing around the Arizona Coyotes in 2015 to 2018, the Montreal Canadiens in 2018 and 2020, the Columbus Blue Jackets in 2020 to 2022. So, and oh, I can't forget about his short stint with the Carolina Hurricanes, which was a piece of 2022 season too as well. So over those first seven seasons in his NHL career, which combined for 561 career games, Domi has recorded 363 points. Of that, 119 of those were goals and 244 of those were assists. Now, he was bouncing around. It looked like he finally found his home with the Blackhawks. So, hey, everybody thought maybe he'll sign an extension. And we probably did think that too, especially with Patrick Kane coming off the books. You had Jonathan Toews coming off the books. Maybe he'll be a piece of this rebuild. But I guess they was like, you know what? You got some value. We're going to get you out of here. So, look, the Stars came up short in their pursuit of Patrick Kane. They were one of the teams that was supposed to get Patrick Kane. And I guess once that happened, they was like, you know what? What else the Blackhawks got? Hey, let's that guy right there, Max Domi, we'll take him. And that's what happened, man. They decided to get him on the squad now, and it's just a good look now for Dallas. Now, they're a team who's also a Stanley Cup contending type of team for the playoffs, and they're competing just as much as well. So you got Max Domi on this team. You got a second-round pick right now. I mean, overall, for the Blackhawks right now, it's looking pretty good. Let me read you this right now. Now, what they acquire right now, along with the minor league goaltender, that's beside the point. They're getting these minor league prospects. That's just non-existent. It's really about the draft capital here. So with this one, they get Dallas 2025 second round pick is coming in this Max Domi deal right now. So right now the Blackhawks will have 14 picks over the next three drafts in rounds one and two, six first rounders and eight second rounders. So look, the Blackhawks can end up anywhere between two and five in this draft. Okay, just trade all the rest of them if you want. And try to get Connor Bedard. I'm just saying. Let's try to get Connor Bedard the best we can, because he can speed up this rebuild very quickly right now. So look, they're spreading out these picks right now. I've been saying this for the longest. He got a bunch of lottery tickets right now. And now with the addition of Max Domi now going to the Dallas Stars right now, I mean, who else could be traded? Is there anybody else? Now look, The Blackhawks weren't done there. They also made a few little minor league deals as well. Like, they made one little trade. They did something with the Anaheim Ducks. And they did something with the Buffalo Sabres as well. But those deals were minor. Like, honestly, they kind of took a backseat because those were just minor league deals, trading a little prospect here for a prospect here. Those are not really nothing that's going to come in the grand scheme of things of right now. The biggest trade right now was Max Domi to the Dallas Stars. And let's be real. We're going to get into this game real quick, but one thing I want to say about this Max Domi to the Dallas Stars, I thought right away when he got traded, I was like, is he going to play against the Blackhawks the same day he got traded? The only reason it didn't happen was they said it was like cap complications, so that's why it couldn't happen, but it would have been crazy. Like, hey, look, I'm in the locker room. I got traded. Oh, I'm going to the visitor locker room to play against the team I probably just practiced with this morning. It would have been crazy, but overall, that is a crazy trade right now. Now, let's get into this game. The Blackhawks, with this full-scale rebuild, has just lost another one. They now are losers of three straight. But hey, closer to Connor Bedard. Just always going to say that when we lose a game, by the way. So just get ready for that every time you hear this podcast. But they lost again to the Dallas Stars. The score was, I'm just saying it's so depressing because I'm just so used to them losing right now. But the score was 5-2 in this one. Now, it was kind of close. I don't want to get it wrong. Like, it was closer early in the period. Right away, the first period, the Stars scored on a power play goal. But big ups to Cole, man. Scoring a goal right now to tie it up. I like him. He's a decent player that, you know, we got on the team. Seth Jones, by the way, I want to give him kudos right now because right now, I mean, we'll get into this later, but he's kind of like the big name now on the Blackhawks, which is crazy. He was supposed to be like maybe your third star on that team, and maybe you at the time your fourth star, but now he's like, look like he's the face of this team for right now when it comes to just the overall name, like a star player. I wouldn't really say a star, but maybe more of a just a name that you would like on the Blackhawks, I should say. So with that, now Seth Jones did score a goal, by the way, probably the best goal of the overall game to me, especially on the Blackhawks side. He scored in the second period, so it was an interesting game up to two periods. It was 2-2 then after that, I mean, it was all stars. Third period, it was just boom, right off the top, score again, boom, boom, three goals in that period. And that's the reason why they really lost. I mean, after the second period, they really just, like, got away from them, and that was one of the reasons why they lost this game. It was just a tough loss overall for the Blackhawks in this one, but the key thing to take away from this game is that third period really got away from them. And, you know, the thing that's really just killing the Blackhawks a lot is it's a lot of late period goals, and it's a lot of just not finishing well at the end of games, and this is one of those. Like, I told you the key for them to always win. They have to score a minimum of three goals. Two goals is not going to do it. And you already given up an average of three. You need to score three plus goals every game. An average of three. Just a minimum. Like, come on. But this is the reason why they lost that game. Overall, if you look at it, shots on goal, Dallas had 36, while the Blackhawks had 21. The faceoff percentages, the Stars took over that one overall by 51.9%. The power play, Stars killed that one, 67% on that one. I mean, the only thing we had the penalty minutes in that one, 6-4. We had more hits, 26-17. More blocks, 18-16. The save percentage, I mean, obviously you could tell from the score. I mean, we really wasn't in that one. So, I mean, it was just an overall bad loss over that. The only highlight in that game was the Seth Jones goal in this one. Another tough loss. Losers right now, three straight right now. And now what you got to look forward to going into the weekend right now is your matchup now at home against the Nashville Predators. I mean, that one you're looking at what? Right now, Nashville is 30-23-6. While right now, we're still out here struggling on a three-game losing streak. So as the NHL season's coming to an end, it's just going to be a tough, tough season the rest of the way now, especially after the trade deadline with the Chicago Blackhawks right now. The only hope is just to see if we can get a little bit closer to Connor Bedard. So we're going to be doing the Connor Bedard, like, watch every episode, I feel, every time they lose a game or looking forward to it. Now, with that being said, we have to talk about Patrick Kane. Now, the reason we got to talk about him real quick, we already know the trade. We broke down the trade and all that, but he had his first game last night, okay, as a New York Ranger. And it was weird to see him in the red, white, and blue. I'm not going to lie. Now, he got a great ovation from the New York crowd overall. Patrick Kane also spoke to the media, by the way. He opened up about his decision to leave the Blackhawks. He was also quoted by saying, it's going to be weird not being around Jonathan Toews. So I guess it was really tough for him to leave that. Now, he said waiving his no movement clause wasn't the easiest decision, okay? So, I mean, he did have a tough time. So he did admit to the media prior to the game about it. Now, it looked like he had some opportunities there, but he just didn't get back into it. But Patrick Kane did speak after the game. By the way, the Rangers did lose that game 5-3 in this one. Now, what you want, if you want that first round pick, remember, it's a second round pick that's conditional. If you want it to be a first round pick, they have to get to the conference finals. So you're probably rooting for them along the way in the playoffs if you want the first round pick. If you're just kind of upset and you don't want the Rangers to win, and you don't want Kane to even reach that far, then it probably doesn't matter to you. But Patrick Kane did speak to the media post game, and he was quoted by saying it was awesome, the crowd coming out for the warm-ups, pregame introduction, and just the first game as a Ranger. It was a pretty cool experience. I would like to play a little bit better and come out with the win, but hopefully it'll come. So, you know, that was his quotes after the game. He goes on to say, and this is him talking about his experience, how it was for him. It was different, right? I mean, definitely just everything. How you come to the rink, how you come to the game, different colors, different things like that. But excited to be here. Patrick Kane also said he felt a little rusty in his Rangers debut after not playing for 8 days. He was quoted by saying this. We have a game Saturday, and I think we got like 4 days in between games. It would just be nice to settle in and play a little bit better for my teammates. So those are some of the quotes, and I'm saying this because it's just the end of an era right now. And if you are watching Patrick Kane or a fan of Patrick Kane, or if you just watch him maybe for the Blackhawks hope to for their future to get that first round pick, I mean, that's something that you want to be watching there. And just it's good, man. He's a, like I said, he's the greatest Blackhawks to me of all time. So big ups to Patrick Kane. Me personally, I hope they do get to the conference finals. I don't really care if they win or not. But I just want that first round pick because it's all about the Blackhawks, baby. It's all about building the future and starting fresh right now. So that's another episode of Full Press Blackhawks. I'm your host, Brandon Fryer. Until next time.